Greetings to you all. I am Zicwengile Gwane, a girl of 16 years of age doing matric at St. James High School in the Eastern Cape. I've been recruited to be a correspondent for RX Radio and I'm reporting from Tsomo. And so I'll be sharing my experiences about COVID-19. But before I do that, let me first apologize because I'm using my phone to record, so the quality of this recording might not be as good as expected. Okay, firstly, I'd like to share my experiences about the financial status at home since the beginning of this lockdown. Well, at home, we are quite a big family. And amongst us, they are essential workers. But they aren't staying with us right now. And all we keep on doing is praying for their safety. And ours too. As well as those who have stopped working due to this lockdown. But those, so they still get paid anyways. This lockdown hasn't really affected us at home financially. Going back to the community as a whole, they're still adhering with the rules that came in peck with this lockdown, as most people are staying in their homes. And even at the sports ground, there are no longer activities taking place, teams gathering. Even though there are still people loitering around in the streets, but I must say that the community is trying by all means to stick with all that's being said to us each and every day by our president. And with the way that I'm seeing, it's like everybody has adapted to this lockdown thing. And then coming to my take about reopening schools, I really think that schools must not reopen now, because if schools reopen, it means that more people will be infected and that might worsen the situation. And I believe that being late in schoolwork is much better than having no life at all. So yeah, stay safe, stay at home, keep on taking safety precautions in keeping yourself good and great. So, bye.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.